This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Yeah, we'll be, Austin won't make it, you know, for the game. And it's the right call for him, not on our short week to go. We'll have a chance to see what next week looks like then. But we do have a lot of confidence. It's one of the groups that we have a deep crew that can roll strong. And so when called upon, we're certainly ready to do that. And we're also excited for J-Mac. He's somebody, you know, hasn't got a lot of touches, a lot of opportunities. But I do know that he is somebody, when given those chances, he does not miss his ops.
Dan Quinn announcing that Austin Ekeler would not play for the Commanders Sunday in Arizona. No wasting time with that announcement. Already comes down the pike on Wednesday. My guess is they're not even going to fly him out there then. No reason, right? I mean, why would he even join the team? He will join this show, though, on Friday at 5 p.m. So he'll be in Virginia, presumably, when we talk to him and get ready for the Commanders and the Cardinals on a football Friday here on Grant and Danny. He mentioned J-Mac, that's Jermaine McNichols. He barely played at all in San Francisco last year. A couple of snaps on special teams, never touched the football. He's already had one more run here in Washington than he had with the Niners. That was on Monday night, filling in for Ekeler. But he had two seasons in a row in Tennessee in 2020 and 2021 where he had over 40 carries. He averaged 4.3 yards per carry in 2020, 3.8 yards per carry in 2021. I think they'll use him quite a bit, actually, in the Ekeler role. Not as many snaps as Austin would get, but on those important downs with pass protection. He had a monster blitz pickup with a decleater against a linebacker, actually on the play where Jaden took the shot and threw the touchdown to Terry McLaurin to win the game. I think they trust him in pass pro. He can catch the football a little bit. You know he can run it because it's what he's done his entire career and his entire life. So for all those reasons, Danny, I think he's going to play plenty, but this will be the Brian Robinson show to me. You maybe don't use him on third down. You're going to try to spell him, obviously. You're going to have him thump on early downs. But I'll bet you Robinson, if they stay ahead of schedule and game script is how they want and they're closer leading, he's going to be close to 20 rushes, probably 5 or 6 catches.
Yeah, I would think 20 touches in the cards.
I think I'll take the overall. I mean carries. I think he'll be over 20, close to 20 carries. Over 20 touches for me, close to 25 maybe. I think it's going to be a big-time B-Rob day.
Yeah, if they're successful, if they're staying on the field as they have been, if they're staying ahead of the chains, there wasn't a lot of early down running success for the for Washington this past week. You know, Robinson only, I think, to the tune of like 2 and change per carry. You know, hard yards, though, in a lot of ways, right? And those are necessary to kind of set up everything else. But I think you're going to see a steady diet of Brian Robinson early and often. And I was surprised. He didn't catch a ton of passes once Ekeler went out. I thought you'd see a couple of those things, those kind of swing passes or kind of keeping easy stuff on early downs instead of trying to thump down the middle. But there was a plan, a method to that madness, certainly.
I'd like to see them spread Arizona out and still have that short passing game going even without Ekeler, when not with B-Rob or McNichols, involving the tight ends a little more. Like, maybe this is Ben Sinnott. Remember, let's not forget, Sinnott's got some H-back to him. He is a tight end, but he also can play that fullback role a little bit. You could go split eye and get him into the flat, Larry Center style. You could have him in motion and then a line behind the tackle like a wing or whatever.
Yeah, some of those eye formation then kind of shuffles and looks like it's a lead block, but it's not. And you know, you work off the different looks.
There's a lot of different ways, I think, that they could get him out into space. He has not caught a pass yet. He's been open plenty, including in this game, early in the game. Now, we talked about this yesterday. Jaden Daniels, because he picks up a handful every time he runs or occasionally will throw it elsewhere, and pretty much all the plays that he made and they made worked out, it didn't matter that he missed Sinnott on a couple of occasions way down the field. I think Aikman even on the broadcast showed a couple of them and said, hey, I know this guy isn't doing anything yet, and Commanders fans are kind of wondering where he is, but just know on the tape, he's open more often than you think. I was saying the same thing last week at this time about Luke McCaffrey.
About McCaffrey, yeah.
He was number three among all wide receivers via PFF in separation score, and he popped one for 40 on a 4th-and-2, which was a great play by Daniels. That was not the design of that play, by the way. To find him was awesome. And he had another catch later in the game, again, where he kind of got some separation. But I think we could see Sinnott without Eckler having two or three catches for the first time, and they could use him a little more in that H-back, fullback role as a pass catcher.
Yeah, someone's got to make up for those Eckler touches, right? And it could be the, do we force feed for the sake of argument? Do we feed Robinson more? Do we feed McLaurin more? Noah Brown more? Or do we kind of go against type, something we haven't shown just yet, which you just saw this past week? And if there are more tricks in the bag, the easy button is having Austin Eckler do it, right? Like, so there's two ways that I think of offense as easy, and I put that in quotes. Easy is you've got a home run threat where you throw it as far as you can and DeSean Jackson goes and catches it. That's easy, right? Tyreek Hill makes offense easy for teams because defenses are threatened. He can either take it to the house or the threat of him doing so opens stuff up. Then there's the, my 2-yard dump off goes for 8. My check down goes for 14, right? That's what Eckler does. And that's, I wouldn't say as valuable, but close to me, right? Of staying ahead of the chains. It's those hidden yards. There's nothing sexy about Austin Eckler catching a screen and going for 14. Well, those are huge drive-sustaining plays that are afterthoughts in a game where we saw the throws to Terry McLaurin and, you know, some of those fourth downs and this and that. That a 2nd-and-10 becomes a 1st down because Eckler wiggled his way through 17 different people, broke a tackle, carried 2 dudes forward, and gets a 1st down.
Yeah.
Just right in the middle of the field. Like, those kinds of hidden plays, it makes everybody look smart. That's the easy offense.
The first drive of the game was the Eckler show.
Mm-hmm.
7-yard plus, probably closer to 8, run on 1st down. Catch for the 1st down getting play on 2nd and short. Back-to-back plays, 10-plus yards, chains moved, and now you're almost at midfield. That's the other funny thing with this new kickoff rule. When you start at the 30, we were talking about this, you get one 14 or so yard completion in the middle of the field, you're basically at midfield in one play. It doesn't feel like the 5-yard closer to midfield rule change would make a big difference, but it absolutely has. But then the screen to Eckler later on that drive that you're referencing was huge, and then he had the 24-yard touchdown later in the half. I mean, there were two drives that were basically his.
So here's your opening drive. You reference this, but here's the specifics. Eckler right tackle, 8 yards to start the game. Eckler, short right pass to the same side for 8 yards. There's your 16, and all of a sudden, you, to your point, you're just shy of midfield.
1st-and-10 at the 46.
1st-and-10 at the 46. Brian Robinson, no gain. That was the theme of the day. They tried to thump him inside, and there was not much happening there. So now you're 2nd-and-10. Again, those are difficult situations for any offense to be in, let alone one with a rookie quarterback and the whole yin and the yang and the blah, blah, blah.
You need 4 there to feel like 3rd down is manageable.
How about 14? Austin Eckler, little hitch, little screen pass, little bubble, whatever you want to call it. Call it a smoke. I don't care. But he turned a pass at the line of scrimmage into a 14-yard 1st down.
Now
you're in Cincy territory.
Making people miss the play you're talking about. And now you're 1st and 10 from the Bengals' side of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And where were they there? It was like they're 45.
See, they're 40.
Oh, they're 40. So, yeah. So, I mean, we're talking, you're basically 5 yards away from field goal range on 3 Eckler plays to start the game. And you've asked very little to nothing from your quarterback yet. He's thrown 2 balls behind the line of scrimmage to a running back and handed the ball off. And you are now in field goal range almost. And it came that easily for much of the night. But the easy button goes away in Arizona with no Austin Eckler. I think B-Rob can do some of that. Remember, he had the 30-yard catch and run to the goal line in Tampa, so he's got that club in the bag still, I think, as a pass catcher. And I won't pretend to know what McNichols is capable of because I just haven't seen enough of him. We haven't seen really any of him in that regard in this offense.